weiter in Shas. We're in Chulin Daf Mem Aleph. Picking them on Mem and Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Noat Simon continuing on in the middle of a sugya over here. Rav Nachman of Amar, Rav Avraham of Yitzchak Amri. They come and they argue with Rav Huna and Ula, and they say that in the case of somebody who shechs someone else's animal that was lying in front of an animal, in a most of Shana Shalom, you're not able to ask for something which doesn't belong to you, even with a Masa. Mesa, in fact, the Gemara, even with a Masa. Hashokhi Chatas B'Shabbat, the Chutz, Lovitz, Gachav, Mechayev, Shalosh, Chatos. We know somebody shechs the Chatos on Shabbos outside of Beis HaMikdash, and he does it for his Zohar. He's going to be chayev three things. We're talking about the case where it's a chatas ha'of and it's a half the windpipe was messed up. You only need a tiny little amount. Time of the chatas ha'of, the kulu, and the only reason that he's going to be chayev to all three is that this thing that he's coming over here is the chatas ha'of with half of his thing that's severed. In which case, all three things of the Shabbos outside and the shechita are happening. Everybody's are happening at the same time. Beep, turn the page. Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph. Aval Zevach lo. But if we're talking about an animal, Zevach, I mean a carbon, talking about an animal, and not a bird, then it wouldn't be able to come at the, it wouldn't be chayav all three of them. V'e ein adam osadav shena shalov. It's true that a person can't ask for something that belongs to him. Then my iri chatas ha'ov. Then why does a brisa have to talk about a chatas ha'ov? Afilu chatas behema nami. Even the kids of chatas behema as well. Why is that? Because it would remain kaddish even at the end of the shechita, and the shechita outside, the shechita's chutz iser, would take effect. And even though it doesn't become aser as a thing itself, because you can't aser someone else's stuff, but he's going to be chayav chatas for doing avodah zarah because he served to a avodah zarah. This gemara, no, kevin dekanya leila kapara kedidei damia. Kevin de Kanya, since he's Kone, Kanya Lake Lekhapar Kedidamia. The Brisa couldn't have said an animal because it doesn't make a difference what carbon it is, since he has the carbon in reference to Kapara, it's as if it's his and with the ability to go and to make it that it's Aser. Therefore, at the initial cut, it's already going to be Vrazar, and therefore, you don't have all three coming together. Toshima, Toshima. If you have two people, Shnayim Osin Besakin Vizochin, two people holding a knife and they go and they shech the animal together. Echad L'shem Echad Mikol Eilu, Echad L'shem Davar Kasher. One of them's doing it for one of like the mountains or the valleys or the rivers or something like that, and one of them's doing it for something which is Kasher. Then what's it in? Shechita Sapsil Shechita is possible. But according to these three Chachamim, how does the one who's not the owner cause someone else's animal to become Aser from being eaten? We're talking about a case where Shechem, with the Sigil Mountain Hills, he actually has a Shutfus in the animal. Since it's partly his, I was going to agree that he can make it Usser. Let's try again with our questions. Ta'ashima Hamitame, someone who is Mitame, someone else's stuff, his other produce, he makes it Tame. Like, for example, let's say it's Truma. And clearly took away a lot of its value because if it's tummy, it can't be eaten. Vami damer, someone who mixes truma to someone else's ordinary stuff. Since the truma can't be separated from the mixture, only a coin is able to take it, which takes away the value as well, lowers the value. Vami nasich, someone who does nisuch on his wine, he uses his wine to do nisachim of yai nesach, to put his heart. Beshogeg pater, if he did these things, beshogeg, rashish shalo yadashi truma velo yadashu nesach benisuch zeh. Okasara yayin shalo, he thought it says, and Pater Rashi says, me lashayin, it's Pater family to pay. Bemezid, chayiv, if he did it, bemezid, he's going to be chayiv to pay for the damage. But if he can't, but if someone's not able to ask if something's not his, then how could one make someone else's wine nesach? And for the Gemara, like we said before, here also, hachanami disli shutfus bagavad with their partner in it. Says the Gemara, Ketana, he really is a machlokes tanaim. Over kachabim shenisach yeino shel Yisrael, shalom afnei avodas kachabim. Let's say you have avodas zarah, naku does yayin nesach with a yid's wine, but not in front of the idol. He stirred the wine with his hand for the sake of avodas zarah, lamashal. Says Rashi, shech sheikh yadol letochel avodas kachabim. Asra, he now has asered the wine. Rashi says, Afba na, the Adamosa Dovish in the Shalom, because the person can't aser something which doesn't belong to him. Tanakama. They go and they say, no, they matter this wine for two different reasons. One is because you only can do yayin nesach in front of a zara. The other one is because you could say to him, even if he did it for avodah zara, he's able to, the Jew can say to the avodah zara, Nick, he could say to him, lo kol him chot, it's not in your power to make my wine usher against my will. Rashi says the ain't the most davar shira shalom laonzi al karchi shetase. You're going to make it usher against my will. Okay, so we see it's the machlokas tanayim. Kum techayis comes out that Rav Huna has to agree that his din that a yidu shechs the animal of another yid for avodah zarah and makes it usher. Clearly, not everyone agrees. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, Rav Yehuda ben Bava clearly say that you're not able to do such a thing if it's not yours. So the Gemara now shows that the three Chachamim who argued Rav Huna could hold that their din is actually really working with all the Tanaim. Rav Nachum, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amri, they could say, Afilu leman damar adam osa dof shena shalavim. If you say that someone cannot say something which doesn't belong to him, Hani mi l'kusi. This ruling of the Tanakhama applies only in the case of a kusi, this guy whose indication of what is our intent has to be taken face value. Of Yisrael, it's a Uri Kamechamin. In the case of our din, which involves a Yid who does Avodah Zarah with another Jew's property, even Tanakama would agree that the other Jew's property is not Aser, because we assume that the Jew doing this act of Avodah Zarah is only trying to upset the owner of the property, making him think that his property is Aser. But the Jew doesn't intend to actually worship the Avodah Zarah. Fascinating. Tashma says, really, is that true that you want to say that we said that a Avodah Zarah done by a Yid for another Jew's property was just only to upset him? That's it. Tashma. Shnayim also misakim mishochan. You have two people holding a knife for the shech the animal together. Echad l'shem echad mikol elu. Echad l'shem gdavar kosher. One's doing it for the mountains and the hills and the valleys, and someone's doing it for the sake of kosher, for the right reason. Shchita so psula. We said the shchita is psula. Aye, but the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where no more than one of them owns the animal, right? That's a normal case. And we come out that the meat is going to be usher, even if one, the one who had a mind for the mountains or hills, was not the owner. According to these three Chachamim, let the Mishnah assume that the other guy didn't really have a mind for a shechit to be for the sake of the avodah zarah, but really just upset him. So why does the Mishnah say that it's usher? Hachamayiskin, we're talking about Bisol Mummer, a renegade. Right, so you have to take him seriously. This is like a real, this guy's really like off. It's just coming to fight.
Rashi explains that we could have also gave the same answers before. What did the Matzil Ukva b'di islay shutfas begava k'du kimna inhu l'el hashto? We could also say that also. Take a look at Rashi, why he decided not to take that approach. Okay, Toshima, let's try again. Hametame v'medameh v'menasech. Somebody goes in, he's metame, somebody else's stuff with tumah, or he makes a chumah to somebody else's stuff, or he makes a thing by yenasek b'shogei pater b'daza b'shogei. He's going to be pater, but mezid chayev. He's going to be chayev. Oh, so since it was a... So why should the Tana consider that there was any damage in the case of Nesach at all? Since it's a Yid who did it with another Jew's wine, let's say that the damager meant only to upset him. That's it. How can I be Selmumr? We're talking about Selmumr. Amar le Rav Acha bei Dovah du Rav Ashi. Hisu bo v'kibol alav asra mayu. What happens if he actually warned him? He was Mekabah the Musar. The Hasra. What's given then? Do we say that even in this matzav where he only wants to upset the owner by going through these motions of shechting the animal for the sake of avodah zarah, or do we say that his the fact that he's saying for avodah zarah, he takes it seriously, and therefore, and we say that it's going to be usher. Also, the shala. He says Rashi, history will be Yisrael shalo yishachit la'avodas kochavim. V'shachat la'achar shekibel hasra kodem l'chein lo yibachesk esmumer. It wasn't like esmumer. My miyaser? Oh lo, is it going to be aser or not? Okay, says Gemara. Amar lei hiter atzmo l'misa kamart. Are you talking about the case in which the shochet here, that he's giving himself over to the death penalty by accepting this warning? Ein l'chal mumer gadol mizeh. You don't have a mumer greater than that. Over there, it's going to be clear that he's doing it for the avodah zarah, and of course, it's going to be aser. Okay, Zach, the next. Hey, Ligger Mishnah. Hey, Shochten, Lo Letoch Yamim. Velo Letoch Naharos. Velo Letoch Kalim. We saw this earlier in Masechta. And we can't go out, we can't check them to rivers or Kalim or. Sorry, to the seas and to the rivers or into Kalim. We can do it to a pool of water with Svina al Gabe Kalim, or you can do it on a boat on top of Kalim. You can't do it, you can't check into a pit at all. That's nothing doing over here. That's how the Minim used to do it. But a person is allowed to make a guma, make a pit inside his house. So the blood can go into it. The Vashuk lo yisakein, but you shouldn't do this in the shuk, out in the streets. Shalom, beep, turn the page. Yichake esat stukim. So he's like, look like he's supporting that which the stukim used to do. Rashi says, yachzik yideim yichukoseim. Why can't you do it to Yamim? You can't do it to Yamim because of the fact that we don't want people to say that you're doing it in order for the sar of the Yama. That's what he's doing. You can't do it to Kalim, Shalom, Yamim, Kabbal, Dam, over the Skacham. He's doing it, he's catching and collecting it for Avodas Kochavim. And Letoch Uga Shalmayim, Guma, Kamo Ugios, Legufanim, Damoi Katan, Lashon Mori, Tashachrina, Letocha Ugal, Vihihi. If you're on a boat, yachal lishchot al gav a kelim v'adam shotzeis l'tocha yam, and it drips into the sea. Shalom l'lach l'chesa svina, to make the boat dirty. V'lo michsei k'shochet l'yam, it doesn't look like you're shechting into the yam. Aval osa guma versus mash m'shochet l'tocha v'gumar parach ha amart ein shochten l'guma. You said that you're not allowed to go and do such a thing. V'tami the guma yishem shu chokat stukim l'vos chum. They used to go do that for their Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara now. Ain't shokin l'toch, you can't do it into the ocean, but you're allowed to do it into the pool of water. Ma'ash l'toch yam, though, I can't do it into the ocean. Da'amri l'tzar d'yamakosh, we mean to say you're doing it to the guardian of the water. L'toch uga shalmayim, na'ami shouldn't be able to do it, because da'amri l'vabua kashach, we're going to say he's doing it for his reflection. That's why he's doing it. Rashi says, parts of Shiloh in the Yerba Mayim, that he has his own affection, he sees in the water. Amarava ba'achurim shanu. They taught this din in reference to a pool of dirty water, which doesn't have a reflection of its dirty water. Ain't shokin lugumi, you can't go and check into a pit under at all. But you can do it, a pit, you can make a pit so the blood goes into. Ba'amart, ain't shokin lugumi ka. You said you're not allowed to go and do it at all. Amar Abai says, Reisha Beguma Shabazuk, for the first part of the Mishnah, you can't check into a pit, it's talking about into a pit in the street, not into the house. Amar Lei Rava. Rava says, Rai Vahamit Katani Sefer, from the fact that it's in the Mishnah, Bashuk, Loyasa, Kim, don't do the Shuk, how the Reisha Labashuk is here. It must be, there wasn't talking about the Shuk. Elamar Rava Hachigamar, Ain Shokhtin Leguma Kolyak, you can't do into a pit at all, even in your house, because it looks like you're doing what the Minim do. So one wants to keep his yard clean. So what should he do? He's getting through in the pit, so I can shech down without being blood all over the place. You should make a area outside of the pit and shecht over that area. But I'm supposed to be able to go into the blood, make it on a slant, Alexonia, so the stuff would go and drip into it. But Shukla, you say, again, don't do the Shukla, you chake, as a stukim, so you're not going to make it look like you're supporting. Let's duke him. Tanya comes to Rav, your brother says, supports Rav, that Hayim Mahalik Vesuno, if someone's going on his way in a boat, Vino Makam Vesuno Lishchot, he has no place on the boat to Shach. The Motzi Yadom Chutz Vesuno Vesuchit, he sticks his hand outside the boat and he shakes the animal over there. Vadam shows his Vyorid al Dofne Asvina, and the blood goes and puts under the walls of the Asvina. Vain Shochit Luguma Kalikar, he can't check into a pit at all. Vroots and Lanaka Chatzer, so somebody wants to go and keep his yard clean. Kesi Rosa, what should he do? Also, Makam Chusaguma Vashukhid makes his place inclined outside of it. Vidam Shasviyar Laguma Vashukla Yasakin, don't do it. Mishom Shanema Vachusem will say Leiko. He can't go along the ways of the Goyim. It must again, if someone did do that, he checked into the pit in the street. Tsarach Badika Acharav. You gotta check into this guy. Rashi Shem Minhu. Avodas Kochavim. You've the little me Pitho Mir. You should separate yourself from his bread. From his wine. Says the next Heilige Heilige Mishnah. Hashochet L'shem Ola. Right, so we have over here, the Mishnah is going to talk about if someone who shecht a chulin animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but does it for
for the Beis Hamikdash. Shochet l'shem olah. Somebody goes and nishchach for the shem olah. Rashi says chulin b'chutz l'shem olah. They came in the bar b'nedav in the dava. Haroa omer achshav who makdash v'shochta l'olah v'kachem b'chutz mutarim. They're going to say it's mutar. Gazer abanim aleh apostle v'chein shlamim. So let's look at shochet l'shem olah. Shem zvachim for shlamim. L'shem Hashem taloi l'shem pesach l'shem todah shchita sapsula shchita is going to be pasul. No good. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, he says, no, we good. Rabbi says, L'chayish L'mar Sayin, he's not worried about Mar Sayin. Shtayim, Ochsen B'sakin V'shochten. Because the Chum, just one step back. Rabbi Shimon says that the Chum, we're not worried about the Mar Sayin, that someone's going to start to think that the animal was Mukdash. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, okay, Shtayim, Ochsen B'sakin V'shochten. So you have two people holding a knife and they're shachting at the same time. One step back, when the guy does those shchitas of the chulin outside, he's not really doing anything. He's sitting doing it for that thing. But yet, the Rabbanan goes there, and like we just said, that Rabbi Shimon says, not a problem. If two people are holding a knife and they're shechting the animal together, Echad Hashem, Echad Mikoli, the ones doing it for all the things, for the mountains and the rivers and the who knows what, Echad Hashem, Glover Karshi, doing it for the right reason, Shechita Sopseh, the Shechita is going to be Psula, it's possible. Echad Hashem Chatas. Now, if someone shechs for the sake of a Chatas, L'shem Ashem Vadai, L'shem Bechor, L'shem Mais, L'shem Temura, Shchita Sukshera, all these, the Shchita will be good. Zeklal, Kol Dovah Shinidah V'nidah V'shochet L'shmo, Asar. If somebody shechs an animal for the sake of any type of carbon that can be brought as a Neder or Nedava, then this is going to be Asar. V'shelo Nidah V'nidah V'shochet L'shmo Kasher. But something that someone can't do as a Neder or Nedava, it's going to be Kasher, because such carbonas can't be Mukdash, except in specific circumstances, which everyone knows. So someone who sees it is not going to think that he's Makdash this animal. Says the Gemara. Shochet l'shem olah, someone shechts for the sake of an olah, and Hashem taloi a Pesach, the shechita is going to be no good. Like, people are going to think that what? You know, Mar Sayin, the animal is Mukdash as a carbon at the time of the shechita, and then they're doing it outside. So now the Gemara wants to know, why was this Hashem taloi included? Hashem taloi bar nidav nidav nidav. Is it Hashem Tali fall into the category of Nidar and Nidavos? Of course not. So why would is someone watching think that an animal shechted for the sake of an Hashem Tali was actually Mukdash? Rabbi Yochanan, Hamani, who is this? Rabbi Elazar, who? The Amr Misnadev, Anam Hashem Tali, B'chayam, person can be Misnadev, such a thing, every single day. Pesach bar Nidav, B'nidar, who? Zim the Kavirale. What do you mean? There's a particular time when it's brought. So anyone who sees it is going to know that this animal shechted for the sake of a Pesach is not going to be Mukdash. Amar Rav Shaya, Shani Pesach Ol V'Hafrashah So Kol Hashana Kula. Because it can be designated throughout the entire year. So people may actually come to the idea that the shechit of this animal is actually Mukdash. Amar Rabbi Yana, Lo Shanu Ela Tamimim. They thought this is their own reference to animals that are tamim, no mumim. The Vabali mumim made the idea. Everyone knows that it's not mukdash. Rabbi Yochanan Ami says, Bali mumim nami, Bali mumim. You're going to be asir kazimin. The Rami lay midea muma of la yidea. Because sometimes you're going to put something over the mum and no one's going to know that, and they're not going to realize the fact that there is a mum over there. Asher kazim chatas. Someone goes in the shek for the sake of a chatas. Shchita is going to be good. Rabbi Yochanan says, Blow Shannon Ella Shainum Khuyev Khatas. The only thought someone was the Khatas, but Khuyev Khatas, aim a Lushum Khatasuhosa. Then someone's watching might think that he's doing the Shita for the sake of his actually for the Khatas that he's Chayev. Then you think it's Musta, Mukdash, if it should be no good. Vaha Loka Amr the Shim Khatasi, but he didn't say it's for the sake of my Khatas. I'm the Gemara, Amr Amabo, Ba'omr the Shim Khatasi, where he says the Shim Khatasi. If he was Chayev, to me a Khatas. And he said this idea, then the shechita is going to be no good. But if he wasn't chayev, even if he says it's Hashem Chatasi, the shechita is going to be good because people realize that he's not telling the truth when he says that. The shame temura, somebody says for the sake of a temura, shechita is going to be good. Amar Belazar lo shanu elo she'ein lo zevach mitoch speso. They taught that the shechita is good only when he does not have a carbon in his house which the animal can be a temura for. Of a yeshlo zevach mitoch speso, if he has a carbon in his house. Someone might say that he's substituting this animal for that one. In fact, the Marav Halo Kamer L'Shem Tumras Yizivchi. He didn't say that. Ravo Ba'om L'Shem Tumras Yizivchi. We're talking about a case where he does say it. Zeklal. This is the rule. Somebody shechts an animal for the sake of any type of carbon that can be brought voluntarily, shechita is no good. But the shechita When Adam, if something was a carbon, the carbon bonds, everything is going to be actually good. So what's coming to include? Asuya Olas Nazir. It's coming to include the Ola of a Nazir. That an animal shechted for the sake of a Nazir's Ola is going to be Aser. Although the Mishnah already said that the Shechita for the sake of an Ola is no good, an extra thing is necessary to teach this applies to a Nazir's Ola. The Mahu Tema, you would have said, the Mahu Tema, Halo Nadar, the Shochet, the one shechting it, did not vow to become a Nazir. People know that he was not a Nazir. Because if he was, they would clearly have known that. So the person watching him would realize the animal is not Muktash. The first Italians, no, they might think that, okay, maybe he did make it, but he did it, but sin, and we just didn't know about it. V'sheinu nidav v'nidav, and we said that a carbon that cannot be a nidav v'nidav, it can't be vowed or donated. This is coming to include the ola of a woman who gave birth, that an animal shechta for the sake of this ola is going to be mutar. They didn't teach that this animal is mutar, except where the one shechting it has no wife. Obviously, if he has a wife, emel l'shma, who also, then we're going to say, he's doing a lishma for her. We're talking about the Pshita, obviously, the animal is going to be also if the Shechet is married. So why do you have to go and teach this din over here? Beep, turn the page. You would have thought, im isa the yolda kala havale. Kamash malan im afuli apil. If it's true that his wife gave birth, it would have been known. Usually people know about it, so if one had not heard that the Shochet gave birth, then you assume she didn't give birth, and that he's lying over here. There's a call over it. Come on, Shlomo, if it comes to teach you, someone would say, maybe he had a kid and there was a miscarriage over there. And we finished now the second parak of Maseches Chulin. You know what we do. Time to review, like we said, Hadronach. Let's go back to Chav Zayin Amal Aleph. Starts on the Berachah. Shochet Echad Be'of Ushnayim Be'Behema. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.